But actually, mostly the evidence accumulated first in trials of 1 or 2 years versus nothing, 20,000 randomized, relative risk 0.82, 5 years versus 2 years, another 20,000 randomized, relative risk about 0.83. You could multiply them together and you'll get the relative risk of about 0.7 that was seen in the trials of 5 years versus nothing. So it's two ways of getting the same answer. Give a little bit of tamoxifen versus nothing, it does something. Give more versus a little bit, it does something more. Or you can just go directly. But the way, historically, actually, it was this. It was these moderate gain plus moderate gain that was done, really. But now we can just bypass that and just look at the trials of 5 years versus none. It's simpler to project. But the conclusion is the same in both cases. Then you want to say, well, is 10 years better than 5? Well, we can't do trials of 10 years of tamoxifen versus nothing because we know tamoxifen, we know endocrine therapy is so good, it's simply not fair. But there certainly is uncertainty as to whether to go on beyond 5 years. In fact, in 1995, the USNCI said you should not go on beyond 5 years. And we saw the draft clinical alert statement. They said, you can't do that. You've got to say you should not go on except in trials. They said, oh, right, we'll say except in trials. So in 1995, a clinical alert went out to all US clinicians saying you should not go on with tamoxifen beyond 5 years except in trials. And fortunately, that allowed the trials to go ahead. And they're just yielding their results now, 2012, 2013. And so